Hello and welcome back for another As It Is program. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We are here every day to help you learn and improve your American English. At the same time, you will learn interesting things about our world. Today, we will talk about the recent elections in the United States. They may influence American foreign policy. Then we will travel to the African country of Ghana and hear about a new and interesting way to make bicycles. So let's get started. Here is part one. President Barack Obama may have less power to negotiate with other countries beginning in January. That is because his political opponents will control both houses of Congress for the first time in his presidency, and many of them disagree with his foreign policies. Christopher Cruz tells us what Tuesday's election may mean for foreign policy.
Republicans won control of the United States Senate in elections Tuesday. They also strengthened their control of the House of Representatives. Guy Ziv is a professor at American University in Washington, D.C. He says Republican control of Congress will limit the president's power to negotiate on two important foreign policy issues.
This will create much more difficulty for President Obama to make the kind of progress that he's wanted to see in both the Iranian negotiations, Iran's nuclear negotiations, and the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Both of those issues have regrettably been used over the years as a partisan football on Capitol Hill.
Negotiations on Iran's nuclear program are to end later this month. International negotiators have been trying to get Iran to limit its nuclear activities. In exchange, some economic limits on the country would be eased. Many Senate Republicans say they will not support an agreement that permits Iran to continue enriching any uranium. Enriched uranium can be used to make nuclear weapons. However, President Obama already has the power to end or waive sanctions without approval from Congress. Justin Logan is a foreign policy expert at the Cato Institute, a research group. He says Republicans could take that power from the president.
There's some prospect that a large Republican wave and takeover of the Senate could raise the prospect of sanctions bills against Iran without that waiver authority. But that requires Congress to sort of take responsibility for the policy and leave its fingerprints on the policy. And historically, they've been very wary of doing that.
Republican Senator John McCain has led his party's criticism of the administration's support for moderate rebels in Syria. Atlantic Council expert Robert Manning says Senator McCain may pressure the administration to take a more active military role.
I think on the security side, you're likely to see Senator McCain taking over the Armed Forces Committee in the Senate, and I think that may be contentious in terms of defense spending and some of our military activities in the Middle East and elsewhere.
The U.S. has started to train the Syrian rebels and give them military equipment. But Mr. Logan says Republicans want the Obama administration to do more.
There's a program in place. It's not being conducted the way Senator McCain would like it to be conducted. So I think the change here might really be how the conversation goes, what sorts of hearings happen, and how Republicans in the Senate can affect sort of the press coverage, what's said about the president's policies.
State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki says American diplomats will work with whoever controls Congress.
The State Department is a nonpartisan building and one where we work with Democrats and Republicans, so we will continue to move forward with that in mind.
I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. Bicycle frames are usually made out of materials like carbon fiber, steel, or aluminum. But in rural Ghana, a businessman has developed another way to make bicycles from a natural product, bamboo. Jonathan Evans has the story.
Bamboo does not get much respect in Ghana. Farmers think of bamboo as an unwanted plant that needs to be cleared from their land. Construction workers use it to support buildings while they are being built. But Kwebena Danso thinks bamboo is much more valuable. He operates a business called Boomers International. His company makes bicycle frames out of bamboo. The wooden bike parts are sent from Mr. Danso's village to other countries, including Germany, the Netherlands, and Australia. Kwebena Danso says bamboo can help a country like Ghana in many ways. He says he wants to, in his words, get the people to know that there's a great advantage to bamboo. Young men from nearby villages come to work at Boomers International. They sand, glue, and connect the bamboo frames. The company makes about 50 of the bicycle frames each month. The bamboo is grown locally. The glue to hold the parts together is made of flour from the cassava plant. Mr. Danso says Boomers International provides good jobs to young men like Abdul Razek. He serves as a foreman or supervisor for the company. Mr. Razak says that without this job, he would still be living at home with his parents. He adds that the job helps him a lot. Kwebena Danso has sold only a few of his bamboo bicycle frames within Ghana. Walter Kajutsi is one of his customers. He bought a bicycle earlier this year. Mr. Kajutsi says his bike gets a lot of attention when he rides around his neighborhood.
For example, on Saturday, I rode about 5 kilometers around my neighborhood, and everywhere I went, people were just looking at me, and you could just once in a while you hear the exclamation, "Hey, it's made out of bamboo. Hey, that's the bamboo bicycle." You know, and anytime I stop to take a breather, people come close to me and say, "Wow, we heard about this, but this is the first time we're seeing it. Is it functional? Does it work?" I say, "Yeah, try it."
Mr. Danso's business has received lots of orders for his bicycles. He says Boomers is ready for expansion. He hopes to have more of his bamboo frames not just in foreign countries, but also on the roads of Ghana. I'm Jonathan Evans.
Now it's time for you to start work on improving your ability to read and speak American English. Here is how to do it. First, use a computer to download the audio you just heard and save it as a podcast. Then print the script, the words you heard us say in the stories about foreign policy and bamboo bicycles. Now, go back and listen to the whole program again and read along as you listen. Try saying some of the words and sentences included in the show. We suggest you start with only a few short sentences and say them over and over until you feel good about your progress. Then try longer sentences and then whole paragraphs. It's really simple if you practice every day. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Learning English is a part of the Voice of America. We'll be back again tomorrow, and we hope you will, too.